Today we're going to be talking about weakness and why nature hates fucking weakness and why as a man you cannot be weak. I get a lot of guys that complain. They complain about the advice that I give and they say, you're letting women off the hook. I get what you guys are saying, but you need to understand something really important. The way that women behave and the way that they act and what they prefer and what they're sexually attracted to is not up to you. It's not up to me. And there's no amount of whining or bitching or complaining that any of us can do that's going to change that. It is nature. And you might say, well, it's not the natural things of nature, or it has to be controlled by society. Whatever. It doesn't matter because it is what it is right now. And you're not going to change society. You're not going to change the direction that things have gone. I mean, I'm not for the whole feminist viewpoint of the world. I understand all of the bullshit that's happening in the world today, but it is the reality and you do have to deal with it. But the most important thing that I try to emphasize with you guys is that you cannot be weak, right? A lot of guys say, well, what about all the guys that are never going to get a girl, that are never going to, you know, have the ability to reproduce or to have a family and all that, because women only want the top 20% of men. Okay. My answer to that is really, really simple. I get it. But don't be one of them. That's it. That's the only solution I can offer you, is how to be a stronger man and how to not be weak, right? I can't offer you any other solution, right? You can complain. I could even agree with your complaints, although I don't, okay? Because I think it's good that nature abhors weakness. I think that it's good that women abhor weakness. I think it's good because what does it do? What is the positive of this bullshit that happens in society is that it causes men that want to actually achieve things in their life or want to get what they want to have to become strong and to purge out that weakness, and it eliminates the men that never step up to the plate. Now you might say, oh, well, I can't help it if it's my genetics or looks is my problem. You're wrong, okay? Because that's only part of your problem, because it's weakness in life. Are you ugly, but you made a shit ton of money? You're running successful businesses, okay? Do you have the best physique possible? No, you probably don't have those things. Why? Because you're weak and you're using that as an excuse, right? A strong man who is actually strong and confident in himself and doesn't give a shit about all these things, he's gonna be successful regardless of any handicaps you throw his way. He's not gonna see handicaps as a handicap. So many of you guys, you think that you don't have the victim mindset, but you do. You still do have the victim mindset, because if you're blaming anything but yourself, okay, on your life situation, it's a victim mindset. It doesn't matter if it's correct. It doesn't matter if there's things out of your control. Obviously, 90% of life is out of your control. You have to understand that as a man, there is no tolerance for weakness, okay? I know you have feelings. I know you're upset. I know you wish that things were different and that things were easier, but that's not going to make you a better person. It's not going to make you a better man. All those adversities you have to overcome, all the struggles, the fact that you're having to fight it out with other guys to become the top 20% of men is what makes you and makes any man a man. If we didn't have that competition, okay, if it didn't matter, if everyone just got a fair shake in life, all right, no one would ever strive for greatness. No one would ever strive to do great things and to push themselves to become as good as they can, right? The reason why we have competition is to make us better. If you want to be successful with women, you're going to have to push harder and be better than most of the men out there, okay? Now, yeah, you might have some kind of disadvantages. Maybe you didn't have the genetics that you hoped you had or that some guys have, but it doesn't matter, because over time, the hard work, the effort that you put in is the equalizer, all right? And it doesn't even matter if it's an equalizer, okay? You're never going to get the result that some, you know, genetically gifted, tall, good-looking guy is going to get, okay? But it doesn't matter, because you're going to get still better results than you would have if you didn't push and you didn't strive to become the best that you could possibly become. All right, now, if you want to become the best and you want to become the strong man, you want to get rid of the victim mindset, click the link down below. Join us in the Bulldog Mindset membership. I've got a ton of videos on this, on mindset, on dating, on building your finances and becoming financially independent. Yes, you can do that, all right? And building the physique that you want to build. So that's what it comes down to, guys, is it comes down to no one gives a fuck. No one cares. No one cares about your fucking problems, all right? And only you do. And nature abhors weakness. And so if you're weak, sorry, you're just not gonna get the things in life. It's never gonna be fair. You're never gonna get a fair shake, and you have to fight for the top 20%. And I'm gonna just give you one counter argument to what I know I'm gonna see in the comments, which is, well, that's great, but if every guy was a top 20% guy, then no guys would be a top 20% guy. It's never possible for every guy to be a top 20% guy. True, okay? So all the other fucking retards that are listening to this video, fucking do better than them, all right? There's a lot. There's gonna be thousands of people that watch this video, hopefully. We'll see. But my point is, it's not to insult you, but just to say that you can. Everyone's not gonna take this advice, right? In fact, there's very few people. In fact, of the guys that are listening to this right now, if 1% of you takes this advice, I'd be surprised. It's not as much competition as you think, because most guys don't even fucking try.